The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
I'm in studio with Ilana Peterson. She is the director of the New York Kammermusiker, and they're planning another trip to North Dakota, their 12th annual Winds of Change Festival in August. Thanks for being with us, Ilana.
Well, thank you.
Give our listeners just that brief history of what the Kammermusiker is and how it got started.
Well, it started almost 50 years. Actually, next year is our 50th year anniversary, and it began as not as a double reed group as we are now, but a larger group, octets, and it went to quintets, and then it went to winds and strings. And when I went to play in Germany, I married an oboist. So now we're all double reeds.
And so describe the sound of what you do for our listeners.
And
we'll play a little bit in a minute.
Yes. Well, it's very much like choral music. In fact, it's the closest to choral music sound, I think, with any instruments. And it's a full sound. I think we'll just listen.
Let's listen to a sample here. Here's Courante Scheit. How many people are playing there?
You wouldn't believe it, but there's only four of us.
That's a lot of music.
It's a very full sound. It's two oboes, one English horn, one bassoon.
Well, let's get to the personal history here, Ilana. Why do you come to North Dakota every year?
Because I'm a native North Dakotan, I guess.
That's a great reason.
Actually, we have two members that are originally from North Dakota. One's Mark is from Bismarck. He plays with the Minnesota Orchestra and St. Paul Chamber. He also plays in Chicago with the Baroque Orchestra now. And I studied with Alma Mayo students, so that's the connection to the music part of this.
So Kammermusik has been around 50 years. You've been playing in North Dakota, these Winds of Change festivals.
Well, just the last 12 years.
For 12 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. And this concert series coming up, the performances in August, start Friday, August 10th, and go through, what is it?
August 14th.
Tuesday, August 14th. So mm-hmm. You're going to be all over the state or good parts of
Pretty close to Fargo this year.
Fargo, Ellendale.
Ellendale's in the south.
Yeah, there you go. But you're going to be doing concerts in lots of places, including Chehinkapa Zoo.
Of course. That's one of our members is Tall, the orangutan there. This will be his third annual concert with us, and he's great.
What does he play?
He plays recorder.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how does he play?
You know, he picked up the blowing aspect so just like that, naturally. I mean, that's hard to do if you are not a musician or have it. He just learned. He watched us and the rhythms, too. He picks up rhythms.
So that's got to be entertaining for the folks who go to that concert at Chehinkapa Zoo, and that's on Tuesday, August 14th. They'll see the orangutan performing with the New York Kammermusiker. So I assume you've done this more than once, right?
This is a third year,
okay. And
we're anxious for it, too.
Now, the Kammermusiker, describe how it is comprised. Who are the musicians? Are they always the same ones?
Well, they're basically always the same ones when we have the big, big group playing. When we tour, because of airfares, of course, we have to cut the size down, which doesn't, as you see, doesn't really affect the sound of the group at all.
No.
I mean, four people is pretty strong. I think that a couple of us are always with the group, but then we have to rotate. Now, this year we have our Mexican State Orchestra member coming in, and he has to arrive in Fargo early because he's got to work on the reeds, the mouthpieces of our instruments. They're made from cane, and they don't vibrate. He's playing at 9,000 feet above sea level, and he comes here to, what, below sea level?
Well, not too far above it at any rate, yeah. And so he's got to adjust the reeds for this particular altitude?
Yes, uh-huh. Okay. So it's a complete different reed that he comes up with, and he's great. He's from Philadelphia originally.
Well, let's listen to another sample of the New York Kammermusiker. This is the suite from The Fairy Queen, The Monkey's Dance. again, a lot of sound coming from a few people.
And that's four people in that.
This tour always has an element of history, doesn't it?
Yes. Every year it's different. History related to the area, related to whatever is going on at that time of year.
And your son has accompanied you before, and this time he's going to be performing as
well. He'll
Teddy
help
Roosevelt?
Us out with Theodore Roosevelt topic, which we're trying to do a lot of history. And by the way, next year in Medora, they're going to have Theodore Roosevelt special program, and I'm hoping that we can make it at that time.
Well, yeah, he usually shows up at Medora because, of course, that's TR country.
That's
there.
Right.
There's also another kind of a historical connection here. You reminded me that George Custer, who was sort of famous for a battle he lost, liked music.
He brought in a famous Italian bandmaster to lead his bands at the Fort Abraham Lincoln before he went on to Bighorn.
Yeah, and the demise. And so. This would have been the guy's name was Felix Vinatieri.
That's right.
He would have been in the middle of kind of nowhere for somebody, wouldn't he?
It's very interesting how great artists were brought to North Dakota. Always, I think.
Oh.
I mean, even my grandmother, when she came from Norway, we attended all these Norwegian log meetings, and everybody sang. There was a whole tradition that was here already when they homesteaded.
How is the New York Kammer Musiker supported?
Well, we call it by friends.
Okay.
And it really, you know, we love to play, and we'll just make it happen, whatever the circumstance is. But we have a lot of friends all over the world now.
You got plenty of supporters. There's a sheet here. We can't mention all of the names,
no.
But there are a couple dozen here.
Yeah, I think they're more friends. I walked off the plane yesterday, went to a restaurant, and the manager came running out. Oh, you're back. You're back. And she wanted to hear us play. So, I mean, these are friends.
And you do these special concerts. You're going to be at, for example, Chehinkapazoo, we've mentioned. You're going to be at the historic Ellendale Opera House in
That's
Ellendale
right.
early in that tour. And you're also going to go to the Vets Home in right?
That's right. That's new.
Is that in Wahpeton?
This is in Lisbon. It's
North Dakota's
Veterans. Only vet
yes.
home, I believe. And the reason we wanted to go there this year is because we had a 98-year-old former surgeon that took up oboe and played with us once a year. He was from Wahpeton. Everybody knows him, the Dr. E.R. And he was a vet. And when I called the vets home, I said that, you know, that he had played with us. And, of course, they want us to come. So it'll be a different experience for us, but also we'll be bringing them a one-on-one experience. They'll be able to – and we have special music being prepared for this.
And you're doing special things in other places, too. I know when you're at the First Presbyterian Church in Fargo, you'll be performing with their organist.
Right.
And that's
yes.
Sally Harmon.
That's right. Uh-huh.
So you've got a lot of variety here, and you're going to have how many people? Is it going to be four people this year?
No.
How many is it going to be?
Well, at this moment, we've got 12 musicians coming.
Musikers going.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone wants to come. If they've been here once, they want to return. And it's sort of hard to figure out, you know, how can I alternate people because I can't afford everybody.
Well, I'm thinking we've just heard two selections that featured four double
right,
reed players.
Right.
And that's a big sound. Imagine 12.
That's right.
Well, let's listen to one more example here. This is Water Musik from Handel. This is Air.
And this is bigger group.
Okay. Wow, when they all come in, they come in.
Yeah, that's right. I started that one. I was the English horn. But that's with timpani.
Yeah, and you've got percussion in this, though.
Right, right. two English horns, two oboes, or three oboes, I don't remember, and multiple bassoons and contrabassoons.
So that's the kind of sound people are going to hear this time around?
I hope so. Yes.
Well, the New York Kammermusiker is coming to North Dakota for the 12th time. This is the Winds of Change Festival, and we've had Ilona on here before talking about this marvelous musical experience that you can experience yourself. It starts in Fargo on August 10th. It goes to Ellendale, Enderlin, Lisbon, back in Fargo, then to Breckenridge and Wahpeton, and you finish up on Tuesday, August 14th. So 5 days of lots of music.
That's right, and we love it.
All right. Ilona Peterson, always a pleasure to have you
with
us.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
More Main Street in a moment.
Arts programming on Prairie Public is supported in part by the North Dakota Council on the Arts, a state agency developing, promoting, and supporting the arts in North Dakota.